Can David make this car walk off the line? The Penrite Mustang on pole.
So at Penrite Racing and Grove Racing, it has been a very impressive and solid start to the championship season, and it is great to have David Reynolds back to the peak of his powers. A Grove Racing second and third, jubilant scenes there from Stephen Grove and his crew, and another wild supercar race. And another fine performance from the gang inside the garage at Grove Racing.
Oh, yes, he is one of our favourite drivers to get on the driver's seat. Please welcome back to the program, and he's also a first-time caller to SEN. Welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only David Reynolds!
Hey. Hey, boys.
See, remember, Davey is a brand new father, and you boys, you and Maddie, I don't have any children that I know of, and I know that being a dad is a full-time job. Also, if my partner Steph is that, she probably will kill me. But anyway, Davey.
And you know the funny thing is, Nimsy, not when they're just babies as well. I had my 25-year-old over the other day, and that's a full-time job still. So not just for when they're babies. Not to fulfill you with dread and horror, Dave Reynolds, but your young fella, Ryu, might be around for a little while. He's going to be full time for a long time.
Mate, you find out, but I know, I understand now. Your life, as you know, it's ruined. Like it's over.
Yeah.
But it makes your life, if you know what I mean.
Of course it does. You are no longer the priority. In fact, it is my wedding anniversary today.
I never
today,
was
so.
Anyway.
It's my wedding anniversary today, and someone put up on something up on socials. That
you get less for murder.
It was only a 1-year deal, and I should have gone for a longer. Anyway, I said in my house there's the children, the animals, and then I'm dangling on the lowest rung of the priority ladder. Let me tell you
what you did say about your contract extension though for another year. It's 5 years now. You're extending for another year. It's the longest contract you've ever had.
It is. It's the longest marriage I've ever had. Let me tell you.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Thank you, mate. Hey, David Reynolds, Grove Racing and David Reynolds, to put it into a football term, you guys are up and about. You guys are, this got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, mate, it's a great feeling. Yeah, it's all happened pretty quickly. Like, you know, end of last year, we were off the pace for, you know, ridiculously off the pace, really. And, it's all turned around. It's looking pretty good for us at the minute. We didn't expect to go this well.
Mate, how did you go into Melbourne to the AGP thinking that you had a strong package, or were you unsure of what was going to happen there? Because it surprised the hell out of us, me especially. I knew you'd be strong. You've always been pretty strong at those sort of tracks, but man, like you were literally knocking on the door of that win there. Like you were so close.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, honestly, it surprised us. We didn't expect to go, you know, well at all. You know, going into the weekend, we said if we can end up, you know, at the back end of the top 10, we'd be stoked with that result. That's probably the second fastest car of the weekend. It was magical. We said that at Tassie, like we said, oh, you know, because we know, you know, our package isn't up to scratch and we've, you know, our engine isn't up to scratch and whatnot, you know, based on the numbers we know of and we turned up to Tassie and we thought, oh, you know, we might go okay. Like if we can end up in the top eight, you know, I think that's an exceptional job. Mm. And then we rolled out and practiced one and we were like fastest for a bit and we're like, shit, our car's not so bad. Maybe our engine's not as bad as we thought. And it, literally the same, we had the same discussion before the Grand Prix. We thought it'd be worse with the taller gear and, you know, the longer corner that wouldn't suit our cars. And yeah, we ended up, smashing it out of the park. So we're absolutely beside ourselves, really. And then to end up, you know, pole, you know, a couple of podiums and then, you know, double podium with myself and Lee up there was just a dream result.
Well, thanks to Chaz. Thanks, Chaz, for that.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, but, you know, Chaz is always, you know, he doesn't die not knowing.
He doesn't die wondering, no. But the thing is, the thing is, though, that you were up there, sure, you know, you were in front of that incident, but Lee was just there with them, you know. So yeah, absolutely. You've got to be there to capitalise on that stuff. And you're not going to capitalise on that stuff if you're back in 10th, are you? So he was there, capitalised on it, bang, P2 and 3.
Mate, yeah, I think Chaz knew he was going to reward Lee with all the passing he did, and you know, help him along the way. Took out another car and himself as well.
What has been the biggest change? I mean, is it a combination of things, or what from last year to this year? What's the biggest change?
There's been a lot of changes happen. It's not just one, but it's probably a combination of all of them. Mm. Obviously, Couch is coming and he's running the team. He brings a wealth of experience. We've got a whole bunch of new engineers there. And last year we had probably two engineers. This year we've got four or five. So we've almost doubled our brain power, I like to say.
Wow.
There's young kids in there drawing parts, and you know, we're constantly coming with ideas and making parts and trying them, just perfecting what we have. So you know, the Groves Kelly Grove Racing, they bought it out into last year. They could have just sat on their hands for a year and accepted what they had, but no, they are race winning mentality people. They passionate. They're here not to come second. They're here to win races. So you know, they start the investment program, and obviously with motor racing, it's expensive. And in motor racing, money does buy happiness, I'd like to say. They say money doesn't buy happiness, but in motor racing, it actually does.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously there's been a huge investment roll into the team, and everyone's loving it. And they, there's a whole excitement going on, and a good vibe and a good Marbo and everything like that. So yeah, it's unreal. A good Marbo. Serenity.
How's the Serenity?
It's the vibe. It's Marbo.
It's the Marbo.
The vibe. Yeah. Marbo. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who was that? That was Danuto. That was Danuto, wasn't it? The lawyer?
Yeah, Dennis Danuto.
Dennis Danuto. <Danuto. laughs>
Good. Hey, mate, what are you, glass of water? There's a Serenity.
That's all I contribute, really. I just hand those around like a glass of water.
But what about...
Yeah, mate, that's been a big change for us. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, they spend a whole lot of money on making the team look good, feel good, and now everyone's performing good.
It's only going to get better. Vibe and, no, that's it. It's the vibe.
Yeah, it's the vibe. Literally. Well played.
Thank you, Dennis. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Dennis. Hey, but Dave, what's impressed me the most, though, mate, is there's been a bit of stuff happening off track that's from another team that obviously Dave Couchy used to work for. That I think we're doing stuff off track to try to unsettle him and unsettle the team and your team. I think what you guys have shown is not only that you're not that easily distracted, but you're strong. And I think that you're worrying those sort of guys, which I think, you know, is a massive plus and positive for not only yourself, but for the Groves and the whole team. I think that's what impresses
the
me the most
as
about.
Well, you mean, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's obviously, you know, that team's gone through a lot of changes as well. You know, Wincup's running the team. Roland's not running the team anymore. Wincup's not driving. They've got a young rookie in there. So, you know, and obviously we've got their sort of main-ish engineer. You know, Couchy's not an engineer in our team. He's actually a team principal, so he runs the operation. It's a completely different role for him. Mm. So, no, no, it's okay. My mum's looking at me and wants me to put my baby to sleep.
sorry, Ms. Reynolds.
Hey, Mum, don't let him get in there. What was the question? Sorry.
about Couchy being on board.
Different role than obviously Triple Eight.
Triple Eight have gone through a bit of a restructure as well to, shuffle his position around. So, it was trying to derail him and us a little bit, but you know, we weren't fazed by that because at the end of last year we were pretty much derailed anyway. So,
I wanted to ask you about that, mate, because obviously the surprise, well, not necessarily all surprising, but the surprise sale to the Groves, one of the biggest off-season surprises, I thought, and we had him on the show just a couple of weeks ago, was Andre Heimgartner. Did you have any inkling that he was going to walk? When you got the phone call, were you surprised?
I was a little bit. Obviously, Andre is a very good driver. He's been at the Kellys for a long time. But really, it just comes down to his decision. He, I think he got a little bit of better opportunity with Brad's in Albury.
You think?
I think it was maybe.
Thanks. We'd like to get Brad on the show next week or something.
You're an asshole.
Mate, I'll tell you what. Brad's got Kubota sponsorship. Brad will come on this show. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. You know, like, it's, you know, obviously Brad needed to replace Nick and because Nick was going to Walkinshaw Racing. Andre, you know, I think he tried pretty hard to get Andre, offered him a pretty good deal that he couldn't refuse or couldn't be matched. Mm. So, you know, he left. It's pretty much that.
Yeah. And you got Lee Holdsworth, you know, who's great.
Yeah. Oh, mate, lovely. It's the best. We've had the funnest time ever. All we do is talk shit, laugh, and just muck around and, you know, make our cars fast. And he obviously speaks really good language with the car, knows what he wants, knows how to make it better. He's really good.
And he's the sort of guy that'll fit in anywhere too, please.
Sorry?
He's the sort of guy that will just come into a team and just fit straight in.
Yeah, mate. He's probably the best bloke in pit lane. Everyone calls him the best bloke in pit lane.
Well,
so,
he's also one of the...
Such a nice guy.
He's also, like, the thing about him too, because normally when you've been in a team, Dave, you've always been, like, you know, the lead driver. But now, like, now that you're... Penrite Racing's kind of got, you know, two number ones in there because two number ones, geez Louise. But you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you and
we're two C drivers, call us C grade.
Will we call you bronze or
yes, we'll call you bronze.
Bronze.
You call it a bronze when both of them have won Bathurst. That's really, really harsh.
You know, when old people become a bit silverish, they're in their prime time.
Hey, come on, calm down there, Turbo.
Take it easy.
My dad's not got that silver, so I'm pretty good.
No, but it's got to be good to have an experienced head like Leroy in the garage with you.
Yeah, mate, I'm loving it. He's such a good guy. Fun to hang around, really easy going, no ego. He's a cruiser. He's awesome.
Hey, mate, obviously you're getting to grips with the Mustang that you've got now. It's becoming faster and faster. We assume that you guys are going to be running Mustangs next year in Gen 3 for 2023, well, assuming anyway. Have you had a spin? Have you driven the Gen 3 Mustang yet? Because were you down at Simmons Plains driving that by memory? Is that correct?
Yeah. So I gave myself and Lee a bit of a stint. Yeah, it was surprisingly different. Like, I knew it was going to be different, but it kind of reminded me when I very first drove the supercar back in like 2006, I think. Had heaps of horsepower and no grip, and it was scary. Yeah. So good. That's kind of exactly what it was. You know, obviously it's not perfect now, and the setup they had in the car wasn't like a, you know, it was a very vanilla setup with its cambers and all the rest of that. So, you know, once we get it, each individual team gets their car, you know, we'll evolve it to, you know, hopefully a lot better. But it's, I sum it up by saying it's not nearly as good as what we have now, but it's not as bad as what everyone was making it out to be.
Yeah, and I guess at the end of the day, whatever it turns out to be, as long as fans and punters, if they like it and it produces good racing, you guys are talented enough to be able to drive it. If you've got to drive it and hang on to the thing, so be it. If it's going to give you great racing, so be it.
Well, look at F1 now. You know, I mean, the racing in Formula One, I think, is the best it's been for a long time.
Well, a few of them have been good.
Best it's been for a long time.
You know, it is. It doesn't. I mean, it's the best it's been for a long time, Matty. And you are going. And it's like supercars. You are going to get certain tracks that really promote awesome racing, and others that don't.
Yeah.
But you look at their lap times. They're quite a bit slower than last year. Like a lot slower than last year. And I don't think people are all banging on about, oh, they're going to be slower than, you know, the current supercars. Well, so what? If the racing's unbelievable.
No one cares about lap records.
Correct.
It's all fantasy. Who cares? What's it mean? Nothing.
Look, I agree. As long as it's close. If you look at Hyundai Racing, TA2 Racing, Trans Am Racing, Formula Ford, you know, half the pace of a supercar, and it's some of the best racing you'll ever see, same as Hyundai. So it doesn't matter how quick they are, just as long as the tyre degrades and there's not a lot of aero and you skilled peanuts behind the wheel have to really, really hang on and actually have some really, really tight, decent racing. I think it's going to be mega. I'll say
this. You know what I love as well? Like at the Grand Prix, we had like tyre failures. I love when shit goes wrong and you're not planning for it and no one knows about it. So you know, that's what created that sort of perfect storm of a weekend where there was heat. So we had two different tyre sets. One was obviously faster but didn't last, lasted 6-7 laps at the most, and the rest of the race was down on the hard tyre. So, you know, there was, you know, obviously the first race was wild, like cause no one knew what was going to happen because everyone was blowing tyres left, right, centre. Not blowing, they weren't blowing, but they were just, you know, just
stressing.
They were disintegrating. They were, blistering and stuff. And that's what I love, even though Dunlop hate it, and I think the sport kind of hates it a little bit, but I love that sort of unknown factor.
Look, Dave, Dave, you've been incredibly generous with your time, mate. Considering the fact that Porter-Hahn and your mum are probably running around with an infant.
She's gone out for dinner. It's just me and my mum.
Oh, God. Oh. God, she has.
No wonder the young fella's still awake at 8:30.
Yeah, poor little fella.
One of the coolest things, though, I think, I reckon, that I saw on your socials was little Ryu. Next to your trophies, because by God, that trophy looked bigger than he was after the AGP, mate. It was
one of the, loving it though, wasn't it?
It was one of the cutest things I've ever seen, mate. And Luke, it is absolutely fantastic seeing you back up the front and getting regular silver and podiums, and we love having you on the show, mate. And go well at Perth, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated. Much love. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, mate.
See you, thanks mate. A lot, Davey. Davey Reynolds there joining us here on the driver's seat. And don't you love seeing Davey up and about?
It's so good. He's got a pep, like a nice pep in his step now.
The wind in the sail.
Yeah, he's got the wind in the sail and he's away. It sort of reminds me back at 2016, you know, when he was 2016, 2017, when he was just in his, you can't say in his prime because he was on his game there, you know, and obviously winning Bathurst with Lukey Yildon and, you know, it seems like he's got that mojo back.
He's already beat his podium count from that year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And as I said, the cars are at this stage of usually fully developed at their end of their life cycle before we go into a new level of car. Clearly in the last couple of years, and this is not to throw shade at the Kellys, but it wasn't as developed perhaps as it could have been Stevie J, and it may now be at that top level of development. And Dave and Holdsy are driving them really well. So let's just hope it's consistent for them moving through.
What you're saying
at Perth this weekend.
What you're saying too, Matty, is like something that everyone sort of forgets when we talk about, you know, the Kellys or their lack of success is these guys have always like, they're always in some weird sort of state of flux. Like, you know, if they're not going from, it's like, oh, well, we have to change it from a Nissan into a Mustang. And then there's like, oh, and by the time we've done that, then we're on the road for 100 days. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There is so much stuff. The Kellys just seem to take stuff in very, very big bites. And
they did. And it wouldn't be like we'll go from one manufacturer. Well, we'll start our own team and then we'll go two cars. Then we'll change manufacturer and we'll build the engines. And then we'll go to four cars and we'll do it. Yeah, they certainly gave it a red hot crack. The Kellys, and but you know, everything good comes to an end at some point, and clearly the Groves have come in there with a huge amount of cash. Charlie Ash, like you break your toe if you tripped over Stephen Groves' wallet, and they've thrown it straight into the team, and it's getting some results, and the boys are driving really well.
I love that's actually happening, and it's great because seeing Dave back up the front, because how many people wrote him off? Like, that's the thing.
Particularly when he went to Erebus.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, when he went to Erebus, including us, we were like, mate, really? And he showed us to be monkeys. Mm. So, 100%. And look, he's a very talented driver. He's a great guy. I was very happy you didn't need to go near the Dave Reynolds swear button there. He was actually relatively well-behaved. But what you see is what you get. No BS, no media BS there for Dave Reynolds. Mm. And that's why we love him. That's why it's great to see him up the front, because when he's up the front, he gets interviews, and the interviews are always great.
Very much so. Dave Reynolds was our feature interview. Thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. We'll get to your texts in just a moment. This is the driver's seat. As always, we do it thanks to Kubota. Together, we are shaping and building Australia. Boys, do you know something that we haven't done in quite a long time when we have a Wednesday night show?
Tell me.
We got a Dish Lickers update coming up.
Oh, yay. Excellent. I think I'll go make
a coffee. Not the dogs, but the Dogs, if you know what I mean.
That is coming up.
Thanks, Dwayne.
And we'll get to your texts.
We don't get Dwayne on the show anywhere near enough as we should.
We certainly don't. We certainly don't. But he's always happy to be here.
Great to have your company wherever you might be watching around the planet.
Dwayne, you're up and about too, so love it.
He's excited for Perth. But we'll get to your texts in just a moment here on The Driver's Seat.
Big fan of Wanneroo, he is. Told me that.
Right after this. It's The Driver's Seat. Thanks to Kubota. Together, we are shaping and building Australia.